It's the fourth and final hour, our last segment with Bob Chapman. One of your phone calls right now. Black Patriot in New York, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yes. Hi, Alex. Hi, Bob Chapman. Hi, I just graduated from high school, and I just want to say that I've been listening to you, Alex, for like 2 years now, and I've been working for probably four years, but yes, and I've listened to a lot of stuff that you and Bob Chapman said, and it has helped me a lot, especially in school. We just took, probably a month ago, a national financial literacy test, and I got like a 90% on it. Even though some of the stuff that was on it, I had to put what I thought that they would say, like about the Federal Reserve, what it is for, and all that stuff. But, like, I just wanted to say that, Alex, a lot of people who are black, the lot of stuff that you're talking about, they're talking about that too, especially in the hood over here. We know all about all that stuff. That's what me and my friend, we talk about that all the time, the Federal Reserve and so on. We also talk about other stuff like the Boule Group, which is a traitor to the black people. And, you know, I'm just very happy about what you and Bob Chapman put out there for us every day.
Well, God bless you, Black Patriot. Good to hear from you. Bob, we've always had a huge African-American listenership. African, we have people in Africa. In some African countries, we're even higher rated than we are in the U.S. on Alexa. And so the awakening is really accelerating out there in the black community.
And I think you're absolutely right. I've gone on several times on WVOM, I think it is, in Chicago, which is, I guess, the largest black station, City of the Jackson and Mr. Butler. And I was amazed at what these people. I had three women in a roll call the last time I was on and asked me about the Illuminati, and they really knew about it. And so what the young man is saying is absolutely true, and we love you all. We want you to listen.
Absolutely. No, it's exciting. On average, when I've been on black stations, their callers are much more informed than kind of mainline audiences. But that's changing. We want everybody to know what's going on. But see, black folks aren't as naive as some people who think they're part of the establishment. I run into so many people who think just because they're white, they're going to be protected. That's not how this works. Mike in California, you're on the air with Bob Chapman. Go ahead.
How's your day, Mr. Jones?
Good. Good to talk to you. What's on your mind?
I got a couple of comments and then two what I think are important questions. But
all right, let's move quick. Go ahead.
Sure thing. The word inalienable doesn't seem to be used by much by anybody except you. If these evil flying monkeys come to the door saying, hey, we got a new signature from Obama saying we can just drag you off and whatever, I'm not going to let them. How do I address them and tell them, hey, no, you're not, because I'm going to remove parts of your body and hand them back to you?
Well, inalienable means this is supreme. No one can change this. This predates the Bill of Rights and Constitution. It only points that out. And you cross this line, you cross into the line of tyrants, and it's not just my right, it's my duty as the Declaration of Independence. It's what July 4th is about, folks, says it's my duty to stop you. Now, they're going to call that terrorism. It's our job to reach out to the police, who are just like the public, they're dumber than dirt, and to inform them. Bob Chapman.
I agree. And I think that informing is what this is all about. And that's why we're on here. They give everybody a voice that we can and update everybody about what's going on and what's important and what you got to know.
Yeah, this is serious stuff, folks. You've heard us lay it all out for decades. Bob, for 40-something years, it's all coming true exactly like we said it would, because we're reading the enemy's playbook. I mean, it's very elementary. Anything else, Mike?
Yes, sir. Two couple quick things. I'll get through. I'll scamper on them. The guy recommending world prayer to disrupt their functions and systems, I think, is a real good idea. I pray every damn night to beat these monkeys. The other two questions are, how do we identify what foods are GMO foods, since this is kind of a big eating week?
That's a great question. I'm going to have to cover that later in the hour. I'm going to write a note on that. And we're going to get to Josh and everybody else, but that's a very big issue, and I appreciate your call. Bob Chapman, hopefully I'll see you next week. Lord willing, we're both still here, and it's always great to have you on. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you very much, and thank you all for listening.
Thank you, Bob. All right, we'll be back for the balance of the broadcast. 52 minutes left in transmission.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch you online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, for the next 52 minutes, we're joined by Bill Still. I remember I was already awake. I knew what was going on. I'd been on the air about 2 years. And I saw the documentary film, The Money Masters, and we played clips on it over and over again on my radio show and my local access television show where I started out here in Austin. And we sell the film. It's over 3 hours long. The Money Masters, how banks create the world's money and use it to take over the planet. And the banks, by the way, are run by eugenicists, so that's why it's even more dangerous that they be stopped, because these are maniacal people. And it is a 2-DVD set, an incredible film, so important. Well, guess what? After all these years, he has made a new documentary, The Secret of Oz. And he talks about, you know, is the Wizard of Oz really a secret message about the banking cartel? Well, I know it's not a secret message, and the film explains that. Actually, it's a play from the 1890s. That exposes, in fact, I've actually read the original play. It's very similar to the film, but admits it's about the Wizard of Oz and the bankers behind the curtain creating the fraud and getting rid of the gold standard and the Yellow Brick Road. And so the film exposes these scallywags, these Ponzi scheme operators, who have now brought us to the point of world government run by them through their fraud and the devaluation of the dollar. And so it's important to expose what they've done, but it's also important to expose alternatives to their predatory financial black hole system that is designed to destroy societies. And this film is incredible. It just came out on DVD. We've got it. It's available at Infowars.com. The Secret of Oz. We'll put the shopping cart image up there for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. And you can get 25% off the Money Masters when you order it with The Secret of Oz. And this film is so well done. He's such an amazing filmmaker. And he's got so many big heavy hitters in the film explaining it and going it over it, like Peter Schiff, Joe Farah. It's just amazing. And it has solutions. So it shows you who the enemy is, what they've done, and the alternative. And people are now, more than ever, ready for this information. So get the new film at Infowars.com. I want to play the little four-minute trailer or part of it to The Secret of Oz. Then we're going to go to Bill Still, the amazing filmmaker. Here it is.
What's going on with the American economy? Foreclosures are everywhere. Unemployment is skyrocketing. And it looks like this may only be the beginning. What can government do? The sad answer is, under our current monetary system, nothing. It's not going to get any better until the root cause of the problem is understood and addressed. There isn't enough stimulus money in the entire world to get us out of this hole.
Well, you can't borrow yourself out of debt no more than, like I said before, you cannot drink yourself sober.
And so we're going to have a massive, massive recession, or let's call it a depression, while the economy rebalances away from a service sector economy towards a good producing economy.
But could it be that all these problems were foreseen 100 years ago by L. Frank Baum, the author of The Wonderful Wizard of Oz?
Well, the principal and most powerful symbolic reference is, of course, the yellow brick road and the silver slippers. In the book version of The Wizard of Oz, Dorothy's slippers are made of silver, as opposed to in the film version where Dorothy's slippers are made of ruby. You take away the silver slippers on the gold or yellow brick road, and all of the other symbolism tends to be lost.
Well, it's no secret to any American that we're living in very precarious times. Americans are being robbed blind, and they don't even know who's doing the robbing.
Our government should never go into debt. It doesn't need to go into debt. A government can issue the money it needs.
Nobody in the government, in either party, is looking at solving the debt problem. Then the answer is, it's going to go into a depression as far as the eye can see.
We can't get from where we are to where we need to be without a severe depression.
The government's mentality in general seems to be, we'll do what we have to do and we'll worry about paying for it later. But what you could do is pay for it now. In other words, you don't have to pay for it later. You don't have to pay for it with debt. You can just pay for it with money.
Nobody's even talking about the debt problem as such. They're talking about the fact that, gee, the bankers aren't making enough money to live in the way that they're accustomed to.
Remember, all this money we're giving them is at interest. Money we are borrowing to give to the banks. Then these very same banks have the audacity to loan this money back to us at more interest. In 2009, the interest we paid on the national debt in 1 year was more than we spent totally on the Iraq War. This system has got to go.
Why haven't we heard this before? Because most of the media and Congress are beholden to the big banks for loans. Yes, Congress still appropriates money, but where do they get it? Again, what they can't raise from taxes, they borrow from banks. In 2009, Congress will spend over $4 trillion, but they will have to borrow half of it.
The worst part is, we aren't just giving the money away, we're borrowing it to give it away.
I think we need to reconsider and rethink, perhaps, the very foundations of our economic and monetary system.
You want a new cause to embrace? You want to do something good for humanity? How about one simple reform that will fix most of the bad things in this world, like hunger, poverty, disease, and misery? This is the ultimate civil rights struggle, humankind's escape from serfdom. The solution is the secret that's been hidden from us for over 100 years.
All right, folks, that's part of the trailer. It's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You can get The Secret of Oz or get the Money Masters with it if you'd like. Again, Infowars.com or 888-253-3139. You can also write to us at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. And remember, just because you've known this for decades doesn't mean others do. And now the world is falling to these bankers who are able to just take over the planet with all this fiat currency. This message is the stake that can be driven through their heart. It literally is the silver bullet that can kill the werewolves. It is the holy water that will burn Count Dracula's face off if you will get it and get it out to everyone you know and have viewings and give copies to members of Congress and get aggressive. The Secret of Oz by the amazing filmmaker Bill Still. And Bill, it is so great to see your work over the last 15 years. I was going from memory, but you corrected me. It was 1900 when this original novel came out. Go over the time period they were having then with the bankers, what the novel itself covers versus the film, and why your new documentary is so important.
Oh, gosh. Well, there's a mouthful. L. Frank Baum wrote The Wonderful Wizard of Oz in 1900. As a result of the failure of essentially the Greenbacker movement to capture the presidency when William Jennings Bryan ran for president in 1896. Baum saw that the movement was dying. He saw that the bankers and their gold money system was winning. And so he wrote The Wizard of Oz just as he was, as though he was firing a flare up into the night of history, hoping somebody somewhere down the line, generations later, would catch on to what was going on and pick up the banner. And that's what I've done. In fact, Alex, the inspiration for The Secret of Oz came from you the last time I was on your show. I had never heard this before.
Wow, I didn't know that. And so you went and did the research. And to correct one more thing, I support gold and silver because fiat currencies can be debased. And, you know, at the time, the bankers were using the hoarding of gold to manipulate the market. So it's not a all or nothing. You believe in a fiat system issued by Congress, which will be able to pay off the debt and truly empower the population. And I think your system is a great system because now the bankers have hoarded all the gold. And once they're done killing the fiat system, if we go back to a gold system, then they'll have the monopoly all over again.
Well, it's funny. I saw Peter Schiff on TV just yesterday or the day before, and I love Peter Schiff and Ron Paul. Let me say that right up front because we agree on 95% of the stuff, but, you know, I just think they're dead wrong on the whole gold thing. And Peter Schiff was asked, if you believe that gold is the answer, well, then the United States is in great shape because the U.S. Treasury owns so much gold. And Peter kind of goes, well, yeah, but it hasn't been audited recently, and they all poo-pooed that. But that's absolutely correct. Fort Knox was unloaded in the late 1960s and early 1970s, even though the Treasury still keeps this massive amount, thousands of tons of gold on their books, but it's not there. So there's just a tremendous amount of disinformation on this whole thing.
Well, let's go over the facts and how the monetary system works briefly and where the bankers have taken us, you know, at this point. And then let's get into the solutions that are in your film. But I think the allegory of the wonderful Wizard of Oz is the best place to start, as your film does. We're about to go to break, but let's start getting into that right now, the parallels in the book.
Well, like it said in the trailer, the biggest piece of symbolism is the silver slippers on the yellow brick road. Dorothy's slippers were only made to be ruby in 1939 when the film was made because that's when the Technicolor process was new. And so they changed the silver slippers, which is what it was in the book, to ruby slippers for the movie. And thereby, most of the rest of the symbolism was lost in history. But if you go back to the book and you look at the illustrations, Dorothy's slippers were silver, and that was the symbolism. The silver slippers, which basically was a less controlled, more abundant form of money, allowed Dorothy to tread safely on the dangerous yellow brick road, the gold money standard.
All right, stay there. We're going to go to the Emerald City, the man behind the curtain, all of it, straight ahead. Stay with us, folks. This is Key Information, The Secret of Oz, straight ahead.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You are being warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
If you go back to the founding of this country, they were fighting fractional reserve bankers and money manipulators. Go back to Christ's time, just fighting the money changers. Now you go study ancient Chinese history. 3,000 years ago, they were having revolts over this, the manipulation of money. If you look at Abraham Lincoln and before that, Andrew Jackson, it was all about the banks. The Wizard of Oz is about the banks and money. this is the issue, because if you let private groups control your issuance of currency and credit through different manipulations, you will be a slave. What did Thomas Jefferson say? If we ever let private banks and the corporations that grow up around them control the issuance of currency and credit, our children will grow up homeless on the continent their forefathers conquered. This is what we're talking about. And Bill Still, the maker of the new film, The Secret of Oz, he is such an excellent filmmaker, such a great researcher. Continue. You've gotten up to the silver slippers on the Yellow Brick Road. Continue.
Well, let me continue with what you were just saying. And yet, all of these things throughout history have disappeared from history books. So you have to ask yourself why. And the reason is that the banks control so much through loans. And that's why I have a friend who was just laid off from a major television network, and he's so mad at Morgan Bank, because it came down to whether this TV network was going to pay the interest on their loans, or they're going to lay off like the top 20 or 30 execs in this TV network, and so they laid off the execs. So, that's how banks control the media. They don't necessarily have to own them, but if as long as you're mortgaged out to the max, any business that's mortgaged out to the max can't go against the bankers. That's why you see essentially rule by banker in this country right now.
Well, that's happened for hundreds of years. When farmers would start revolting and speaking out, the banks would just call their loans.
Which is why it's so amazing that we have, and we'll talk about it later, this wonderful example of a correct banking system with the State Bank of North Dakota. And, another thing that you said, this is such an important issue. As I pointed out in the trailer, this is the ultimate civil rights struggle, this ability of bankers to loan governments money. The absolute total solution to this is government borrowing should absolutely be forbidden by every nation on the planet. Nations have
governments don't need to borrow, like Lincoln and Kennedy said. They issue the currency. It's backed up by them.
That's right. That's exactly right. And that's their most sovereign responsibility, according to Abraham Lincoln. Not defending the nation, not doing this or that. It's to have control of the money system. That's the most important thing of a nation. And it's to the point where we've reached debt saturation.
Let me interrupt. This is a short segment, long one coming up, and you can roll with all your great info. But Bill, even in a lot of our listeners probably go, you mean the government borrows money from bankers, but it says U.S. money. No, it doesn't. It says Federal Reserve note.
Well, that's why you always see people saying, oh, the government's printing too much money. They're not printing it. They're borrowing it. That's twice as bad.
Explain that in layman's terms.
The government is not printing money. It's borrowing money by the issuance of U.S. bonds. That's how every single dollar in your pocket is created as a debt in this country. It's the debt money system. That's what they try to hide. That's why they try to have their politicians continually say, oh, we're going to pay down the national debt. Impossible. You cannot possibly pay down the national debt, because to eliminate the national debt would be to eliminate your money. To eliminate a portion of the national debt would be to eliminate a portion of your money. We need to go to a non-debt money system where the government issues the money debt-free without the interest. It's the interest that's killing us.
And that's what the Constitution says their job is. Congress shall control the issuance of currency and credit. But I watched Bernanke before Congress telling Ron Paul, you're not allowed to even know what we're doing because you're not supposed to be involved in it. I mean, this is completely 180 degrees the opposite of the truth.
That's exactly right. And it boils down to a question of whether you want bankers in control or you want Congress in control. Despite the fact that Congress might be corrupt, et cetera, government is all we've got. It's a blessing from God given us to try to control the banking establishment. That is the essential thing, the difference between us.
Yeah, if we had a real government like Thomas Jefferson, Kennedy tried to block him, they killed him. I mean, look. You need honest, fair money as the agreed-upon mode of exchange, and then goods and services and ideas are what have the value instead of this parasite economy waging war against the real economy. Notice it's the big mega bankers that fund all the eugenicists and the fake environmentalists, and it's the carbon tax they're going to use to destroy our society. They are at war against real wealth. It is a black hole that you mathematically cannot pay back, and that's what your film explains. These people, it's either us or them, ladies and gentlemen. Bill Stills, our guest, Secret of Oz, available on DVD at InfoWars.com. You get it right now.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
This is the air, beautiful prayer. This is the air, my only friend, the air of all love reflects the air of everything that stands.
Boy, this is fitting music. On this 2010, July 4th, it's coming up. We're at the crossroads, the total end of our republic, absolute bondage to offshore money-changing corrupt banks, being conquered fully and bankrupt as a tool of poverty and control, or a crossroads to bring them down and bring them to justice. And the momentum is starting to turn against them. I mean, when do you think you'd see my articles being quoted in major Australian newspapers in the Drudge Report, like dollar plunge after UN call to ditch greenback, replace it with a new global cashless SDR. Another level of the Ponzi scheme, the film is The Secret of Oz, available at Infowars.com. You can get a big discount on The Money Masters, the precursor to this film, which is just vital viewing for all, essential viewing, all at Infowars.com. We have the two shopping carts for you up there on the site, and we'll put those on screen for you. You can get The Secret of Oz and The Money Masters both at Infowars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. You notice I'm flogging this because anything that I see as a solution, like the film that I'm in that we're carrying, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic, how to take the states back, the counties, the sheriffs, how to peacefully take our nation back from this corporate takeover, I'm promoting it. And that's also available at Infowars.com or by calling 888-253-3139 or write to us at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. But before we go back to Bill Still, also want to tell you about a few of the sponsors that made today's radio broadcast possible. Of course, chief amongst those is FrontSight.com. Have you heard of the millionaire patriot, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, and his top-rated firearms training facility, FrontSight Firearms Training? The website's FrontSight.com. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. And if you act fast, you won't just get a 5 days of world-class gun training with no drill instructor or tough guy attitude. And the 30 state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar, you'll get a free XD caliber pistol in the caliber of your choice. It's all at frontsight.com, like the front of your rifle, frontsight.com. Not enough to own guns, you got to know how to use them, frontsight.com. And then don't forget the wonderful folks, finally, at Ecola Blue, the atmospheric water generator. They got a bunch of different units from 7.5 gallons a day. Looks like a water cooler without the water bottle on top. Grabs water out of the air, that's what clouds are. For those that are public school educated like myself, and condenses it and then sends it through 7 to 12 filters, depending on which unit you buy. It's all available at Ecola Blue, ECOLOBLUE.com, or 800-691-6043, EcolaBlue.com. Okay, going back to Bill Still, the maker of The Secret of Oz, if we just let these bankers, Bill, put it this way, and then let's get back into the film. I've read and scanned over and had Ron Paul on yesterday, the banker Reform Act that's passed the House and the Senate, but they have a different version. So it's they say it's going to pass in the next 2 weeks. It's in conference right now for those that just tuned in. And even the Washington Post admits, but said it was a good thing, that, oh, the Federal Reserve will be given near complete power and autonomy to take over any financial institutions they want. There's smaller competition, state banks, local banks. And this, there is $600 trillion in derivatives, and this will fix it. I thought the TARP did a year and a half ago. And, I mean, it's incredible. So the group that's engineered this, let's give them even more power. So it's not just, you know, we've got to beat them now. If we don't expose them now and give real solutions, they're going to use the crisis they created for even more power.
Yeah, it's ruled by banks. I mean, this isn't going to fix the crisis. For example, June 25th Newsweek article by Michael Hirsch put it this way. The bill, quote, effectively anoints the existing banking elite. The bill makes it likely that they will be the future giants of banking as well for all time. For example, do you know who the biggest investor in BP is?
Oh, yes, Goldman Sachs.
Oh, J.P. Morgan.
Oh, they were the biggest, but they dumped some of their stock right before. I forgot.
Right. Well, you know, and everybody's jumping on Goldman Sachs. I mean, they should get a lot of blame. But J.P. Morgan in the derivatives mess is like 50 times bigger than Goldman Sachs, dwarfing Goldman Sachs. J.P. Morgan is the center of this whole black hole. And also, I want to say something else. I just came back from a trip to Sweden, Germany, and Iceland, and I do want to talk about Iceland. Yeah, I know you had Birgitta on a couple days ago, but you're big, and there are people in Sweden and Iceland right now listening to this program right now. Your name is well-known over there.
Well, worldwide, people are waking up thanks to your work. You certainly helped educate me. How many years ago did the Money Masters come out?
It was 14 to 15 years now.
Yeah. I want to digress. I didn't know that it was this show that that inspired you to go down the Yellow Brick Road with The Secret of Oz. What was said on the show? I mean, I've been aware of that forever, but I didn't...
I just happened to mention that there was some type of symbolism related to the Wizard of Oz, and I'd never heard that before. I couldn't believe how somehow I had missed this, and so I jumped on the web and immediately saw that this was had been the talk in economics academia for about 20 years, and so I said, oh yeah, this is the perfect vehicle, because to me, the Money Masters, well, I've always been looking for a way to refilm it, because we did it so long ago, it was even before digital. I mean, it was filmed in high 8, for example, and it's just getting, you know, a little worn out looking, if you ask me. And also, it's too long, and I couldn't figure out, you know, how can we do this in a shorter format so it's a more effective political tool? And that's, I think, what we've done here. We filmed The Secret of Oz in HD.
Well, I mean, The Money Masters is an authoritative classic, and it's deep in history and the whole system. I mean, I can't believe you're kind of knocking your masterpiece there.
I think this is a more effective political tool. I mean, it takes somebody pretty dedicated to sit down for 3 hours and 23 minutes, you know. Now, this you can sit down and spend 100 minutes and get the same story.
Well, it does. I mean, it does look crisper because it's shot in high def, but I mean, I just got to commend all of it because I know how instrumental. But I am the type of guy that will sit down and watch C-SPAN for 3 hours, so I guess I get your point. But you travel all over the world for this. But let's talk about some more of what the film covers.
I want to say something first of all about I want people to be hopeful here, and you know, I think the good part that's going on right now is these guys always get way over arrogant with their power. I think Obama, the whole Obama thing, they've totally overplayed their hand. They're trying to bite off way too much. The American people is way hip to this whole thing, and they're going to crush them. The bad news is, although we might win, we might push out a lot of the bad guys.
The bankers have wrecked the hell out of us.
We might push a lot of them out of the next election. That's still not going to fix it unless we fix the monetary system. Unless we fix the debt problem, we're never going to fix this under the current scheme of things. We have to go at the debt money system and the ability of the banks to create 98% of our money.
And you went to Iceland to show how the same groups are robbing them. Same groups in Greece. Look at Greece, they're telling him you've got to give up your pensions, everything, Germany, Spain, Portugal, and the people don't owe this money. And then on top of it, if you look at the case of Greece, 600 plus islands, their roads, their infrastructure, having to give it to the very private banks that set them up, they should be arresting.
We'll never beat them in those two countries. There's only two countries where we have a shot, and that's the United States and Iceland. I've been in Iceland. The reason we have a shot there is because the people are mad. Iceland is the home of the Vikings. They're very proud of their country, and they are mad right now. You know what I found out once I got in country? That not only were their interest rates indexed to inflation, but their principal on their mortgages is indexed to inflation. And so after they killed the hell out of the Icelandic krona, it doubled and tripled these people's house payments. They're getting foreclosed on, kicked out of their houses.
Yeah, the bankers wrote it just to rob everybody. Describe what you saw on the ground in Iceland.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So there's now a movement that has sprung up, which goes out and surrounds a person's house that's about to be foreclosed on, and they've been very successful. They just, an absurdist party just took control of the capital city of Reykjavik, called the Best Party, and we formed a monetary reform working group when we were over in Iceland, or helped to form it, and we're presenting an idea called the Best Bank, based on the Bank of North Dakota, to them next week. We have an excellent chance. I spoke to three members of Parliament when I was there. We have an excellent chance of bringing about a right money system in Iceland, because these people are so mad and so fiercely independent. And I urge you, Alex, and everybody in the sound of my voice, to support Icelandic products at this point, just to help them. To be sure that Americans are going to support them in this effort. And the way you can do that is you can go to the Nordic Store, nordicstore.com. Whole Foods also carries a lot of Icelandic products. buy Icelandic, buy Icelandic.
Yeah, because they are literally the Alamo in the fight against the bankers. They are the front line, and they are standing up against this evil when every other country is falling.
Yeah, that's right, and they're one of the smallest economies, and so it's going to be a battle royal. But they're willing to fight it, and America has to support them. And the way we can really support them is to buy their products.
Well, as you said, time is running out for the bankers, but they have already ruined our economy so badly. Briefly describe, because I know you have this at the end of the Money Masters and the similar plan in this one, you know, a very well-researched program to extricate ourselves from this fraudulent money system and get back on a constitutional system that built this nation. Until the bankers took over in 1913, we had almost zero inflation, sometimes deflation, with our currencies. Our savings were strong, and on average a 10.1% yearly growth rate in the economy. We don't have that anymore. So we built our nation without the income tax that came the same year as the Federal Reserve. Yeah, you know, that's part of the Communist Manifesto these bankers created. That's right, the bankers created communism to sucker everybody back into slavery. Communism is serfdom. Globalism is treason. I mean, let's go over your plan, the plan to rectify things.
Basically, you have to eliminate the ability. Number one, job one is to eliminate the ability of governments to borrow. It should be national debt should be absolutely illegal. And there's a couple of approaches that we can use to do that. You can create debt-free money, issue it from Congress, and issue it into the economy as the new money comes in, and we pay off the national debt with the new money. We gradually raise bank reserve requirements, so at the end we have no national debt, and we have banks only able to loan out money they actually have. That way banks no longer can create money, only the government creates money. We don't want to eliminate commercial banks, just as they've done with the Bank of North Dakota. The State Bank of North Dakota works in cooperation with the local banking community. The local banking community loves them. The State Bank of North Dakota kind of serves as a mini Federal Reserve, completely outside of the federal system. This model can be used in every state in the union and can go a long way towards eliminating every state deficit in this country. I urge everybody to go on the State Bank of North Dakota website. And probably in every state in this nation right now, there are people in your state attempting to bring about at the state legislature the State Bank of North Dakota concept. Find them. If you can't find them, start your own group. That's the thing that
but let's look at the other side of this. Because of industrialization, because of technology, we could all be living like literal kings. And when you read what Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, the U.N., Club of Rome, they all finance it, they say, we want carbon tax to shut down the industrialized society. They know that humanity tends to be wealthy now, and then that makes us not dependent on them and the government the banks control. And so they actively admit they've created a black hole monetary system that makes us poor, and they've made this type of austerity a beautiful thing, but not for them, for us. So they've dolled up their neo-serfdom and feudalism as something beautiful and good. So if we don't stop them, their goal is to make us debt slaves. I mean, these are premeditated, wicked people. Can you speak to your research along that line?
Oh, their goal is to return us to a state of serfdom. I mean, and that is the key fight through all the history of humanity, is whether or not humanity will be able to escape serfdom. And that's why government is such a precious gift, because it is the only thing that stands between us and serfdom. They want to eliminate that. That's why they love to corrupt government and make government look bad, and that's why Congress has such low ratings. You know,
And they say privatize it, but that's another form of corporate governance. See, we only see enemies as nations like Russia or China, but really it's a corporate takeover. That's the treason. I am for small government, but I'm for our republic that then guards us because we are the government and guards our freedom.
Centralization of power at every level is a bad thing. Decentralization of power at every level is almost always a great thing. And that's what the whole concept of state governments in the U.S. federal system, that the states remain sovereign, that the states have plenty of power. And, of course, that's what Obama is directly attacking. We have to decentralize power. We have to get the U.S. out of the U.N. for the most part, get it out of all these international banking agreements, et cetera, et cetera. Decentralization is a good thing.
Well, you're absolutely right, and I think people are beginning to discover that, because I've seen the banks push a kind of fake libertarianism of, oh, see, government's bad, let us privatize it. But that's not privatization, to take roads we built with our money and then give it to bankers to put toll roads on it. That's not free market.
Well, you know, another thing we could do in the interim period, this Tobin tax is really a great thing. That hits at the heart of the high frequency trading. If you just put a 1% tax on all of these high frequency trades, you know, it could raise approximately between $5 and $7 trillion for the U.S. economy. We only collect a little over $1 trillion in income tax. We could wipe out all of our taxation if we.
But again, the income tax goes to interest of the bankers. Look, this is the tax rates just on the income tax in 6 months that go up. 10% bracket goes up to 15. That's poor people, folks. 25% bracket goes to 28. 28 goes to 31. 33 to 36. 35 to 39.6, basically 40. And they've gotten rid of most of the exemptions, and they're raising all these other taxes. I mean, and almost all of this is going to the bankers.
Well, you know, you're absolutely right in that we stand at such a critical juncture right now. They're trying to seal their deal to make it impossible for us to escape, but they've way overplayed their hand. And now we've learned the secret of prosperity, and that is just eliminate their ability to collect interest from us on our very money. We don't have to rent our money into existence.
Stay there. Final segment straight ahead. The film is Secret of Oz.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
Wow. They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at zero debt in 90 days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
A lot of key news up at GCNLive.com. Scientists emit chemtrails are creating artificial clouds. Mainstream news. Dollar plunges after UN call to ditch greenback. That's up at GCNLive.com. We've got our Ron Paul interview from yesterday posted up at GCNLive.com. And an amazing article, Popular Music is the Babylon System, another mainstream London Guardian article that Watson wrote about it, where they admit that world government and Illuminati is being promoted all over the media by Lady Gaga, everything. That's all at GCNLive.com and, of course, backed up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I'll be back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., and, of course, on Monday. But this 4th of July, you know, I meant to get into the Declaration of Independence, and I'll probably get into it Sunday, but everybody should read this, because this is what the 4th of July is all about. And they understood the type of tyranny they were facing, and quite frankly, it's nothing compared to what we're facing. This is more scientific, dehumanizing. The globalists admit they're transhumanists who want us to be feudal slaves. They admit they're not going to give us any quarter. They admit they want to bankrupt us. I mean, they constantly brag about it. But if we just put out the alternative to their tyranny, they will fall. And that's why Bill Still's new film, The Secret of Oz, is so important. Again, it's available at InfoWars.com. We got 4 minutes left, sir. Going out, you've got the floor. Closing comments about your new amazing film.
All right. Well, I would just boil this down to three quick sound bites as far as what to do, what to take it from here. On the international level, support Iceland. Iceland is our best shot to get a toehold for a correct money system in the world system. Once we get it in Iceland, then I was in Sweden. I could have pointed to Iceland from Sweden, and Sweden would have paid more attention. The way you do that is you go to IcelandNaturally.com, NordicStore.com, or Whole Foods. Sells a lot of Icelandic stuff. On the state level, support the state bank concept based on the Bank of North Dakota. It's a way for states to regain sovereignty. You're going to see next year's legislative session at least 6, if not 10 or 12 states. The state bank issue will come up. What that means is that states no longer have to borrow. They no longer have to float bond issues. They're totally saved all the interest payments and put it, their money is put more in their control. On the national level, it all boils down to just one phrase. One phrase fixes everything on the national level, and that's no more national debt. If you eliminated the ability of the government to borrow, they would have to face the political consequences of spending immediately because they'd have to raise taxes. So that would solve everything else. We'd have to eliminate the entire national debt, and that's my solution in three quick steps.
Well, I'll say it again. It's us or them. There's no more time to screw around. The world government's out in the open. They're telling you the solution is the same banks that ripped you off will now have a world government, and you'll pay carbon taxes to them, and the dollar will be under its controlled, unelected bankers. They've already got our banking system here. Now they want to bring it openly to the offshore corporations. And it's the magnitude of this. I know a lot of people didn't want to believe it. The media would demonize you a decade ago if you talked about the Federal Reserve being private. And as Ron Paul and others have said, the globalists are now very upset because even though they were able to kill his audit the Fed bill, it got massive co-sponsorship, and people are now at universities and everywhere talking about the corporate illegitimate takeover of America. And now the elite is being recognized as the enemy. The puppet presidents, people are realizing, are just that, puppets.
I can say one more thing, and that's eliminating the Fed will not fix the problem. National debt is the solution.
No, I agree with you. But, I mean, we've got to certainly get rid of the Fed so we can turn the monetary control back over to Congress. We'll have you back on, Bill Still, soon to talk more about the film and play some clips of it. Secret of Oz, available at InfoWars.com. Great talking to you. Have a great 4th of July, Bill. Great job to the crew. Great job to the listeners, the affiliates, the sponsors, all of you. Retransmission starts now on the audio streams, InfoWars.com, back Sunday, 4 p.m. Central.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.